I'm doing something.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and John with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, vulnerable outback residents have been left in the dark after placing orders for much-needed mobility equipment. Residents of Barkaldine in central West Queensland placed orders for equipment from Remote Mobility, which never arrived. One man said he made multiple attempts to contact the business 6 months later, but never received any response. Remote Mobility's owner, Christopher St. Clair, told police that the business was insolvent. As a result, customers have been left without refunds and without their accessibility equipment. On the Australian Business Register, Mr. St. Clair has registered 3 healthcare businesses since February 2021. His ABN has since been cancelled as of August this year. And a second crash just this morning has occurred on the northbound lanes of the M1. A motorist snapped a photo of the collision, with the image showing a Toyota Hilux on top of another car with serious damage to both. Emergency services were called to the crash near exit 60 at Oxenford around 8 a.m. this morning. Paramedics confirmed there were no serious injuries, with one woman taken to hospital in a stable condition. Traffic has been left at a standstill between Ormo and Narang for the second time this morning, with a single car rollover near exit 41 halting traffic around 6 a.m. earlier today.
And in national news, tech giant Microsoft has apologised to customers and said it would refund them after the ACCC alleged they misled about 2.7 million Australians over subscription costs. The affected customers were emailed a letter stating the company's regret for not being clearer about the subscription options, where the lower price alternatives come without AI capabilities. The changes were made in October 2024, with increases to price in response to the demand for advanced AI tools integrated into the Microsoft 365 personal and family subscriptions. The ACCC said it would be seeking a penalty that would deter similar behaviour from other firms. And the federal government has announced a new electricity offer that gives people in certain areas free power for at least 3 hours in the middle of the day. The proposed solar sharer scheme aims to tap into the high levels of electricity generated by solar panels, requiring retailers to offer free electricity for customers actively signed up to the offer and obtaining a smart meter. If the plan is introduced in July, it would only apply to people in the areas covered by the Australian Energy Regulator's default market offer, which only covers 3 areas in New South Wales, South Australia, and Southeast Queensland. Former worker in the CSIRO's energy division, Finn Peacock, is concerned that forcing retailers to offer free power during the day will see companies compensate for that by pushing up other costs.
In international news, Japan has deployed military troops in the country's north to cull the local bear population following a surge of attacks. Since April 10th, 100 bear attacks have occurred across the country and 12 people have been killed. Recent attacks have occurred at a supermarket, a bus stop, and a hot spring resort, and some schools have been temporarily closed. The military troops will assist in implementing steel-barred traps to capture the bears before they are shot and killed. It comes after gun rules were loosened by the government in September, which allow hunters to shoot the animals in urban areas. Experts say the bears are not endangered and culling is required to manage the population.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a small amount of cloud cover. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ presents Joint Effort 50, celebrating 50 years of